Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to World According to Classy. I am your host, mindset strategist, and purveyor of acumen, Classy Brown. Let's get into it.
Hello, how are you? You probably know that I'm all about this boycott life. So, I am just giving you some information to think about. The first company that I am personally boycotting, and this is a movement, is PepsiCo, and it starts now. PepsiCo owns Quaker and has strong affiliations with KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut. We collectively as Black people have spent $19 million on just Quaker grits. That is an average of $16 per KFC visit. So, we are boycotting PepsiCo, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, all of that. We are also boycotting Quaker grits, oatmeal, Quaker Life cereal, chew bars, any Quaker product. We are boycotting KFC. We spend approximately $16 per transaction, but I promise you that my family, personally, when we go, spends more than that. So I need you to tell your moms, tell your uncles, tell your friends, tell your allies, we are doing that. They are contributing, they have contributed immensely to 45's 2016 campaign, and they are helping to bankroll his 2020 campaign. And you can feel how you feel, but the time is now to make changes for equality for Black people. In my city, a young man was fired, you know, because before we got the research for a PepsiCo company, there was information about Wendy's, Taco Bell, and KFC contributing to 45's campaign, and people were like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, boycott these businesses. And then other people were like, but it's a franchise, so you don't want to necessarily boycott the company because franchises are individual businesses. So, I was going with that, right? Up until a young man in my city was just fired because he wore his Black Lives Matter mask to work. He was a shift manager at Taco Bell, and they said, if you do not take that mask off, we have to fire you. You have to go home, and if you go home, you will be fired. Now, the only rule in the rule book said that the mask had to be clean. It was a brand new mask. It was a white mask. You know, if it had, you know, Disney on it, it wouldn't have been a problem. But now it's a problem. And on the video, the manager who was, you know, saying she had to do what she had to do, she said that it's not her doing it. It comes from corporate. Which brings me back to, we got a boycott because this is the thing. When businesses are diverse, they understand, you know, what's going on in the community. And you should really care about who is doing what and, you know, with your money and who is spending money with you. And they do not care. So, in order to make them care, we have to not spend our money. I'm not saying that this is going to be a forever thing. What I am saying is you really should think about where you're spending your money and maybe not spend it here as a little bit of a sacrifice to get a really great big gain for our whole community and our country. Because when the least of us is well, we all are well. We all are well. This cannot stand. So, just to let you know, that is the first company that we are boycotting. And this is what I want you to do. I will have this posted on my Facebook page, World According to Classy. Repost this to your timeline and at PepsiCo and Quaker and KFC, use the hashtags Black Dollar, Black Lives, and Defund the Police. And then post this every day in your stories until the next social graphic is released. And then DM at least 3 people and text this to at least 3 people. And I am also going to say and call at least 3 people. I know your moms and your grandmoms may not be on social media. And if you call your mom and your 2 aunties, that's 3 people to let them know what's going on. So, you know, the quicker we do this, the quicker the impact, the quicker changes can be made, and the quicker we can resume with a better, greater, more impactful life. So that is our first boycott. We have another, and that's, you know, perpetuity until we get some changes, okay? Until we get some changes. And I will just keep you updated on what is going on. So I had some things planned out for this week to talk to you about. I was going to, and I still am. First of all, how are you guys doing today? I hope you're doing well. I'm fair to Midland. Anyway, I am going to do a series on the miseducation of America and talk about economics and marketing and then police stuff. That's still coming. But I just had to pause. It's just, it's been a lot this week. It's been a lot this week. It has only been 2 weeks since George was killed. It has only been a few months since Ahmaud Arbery. Today's my son's birthday, by the way. And what I wanted to talk about was this morning and last night, I wanted to talk about creating joy. You know, that is a way to be a revolutionary, is to create joy for your children. But, and that's your true fact, when I woke up today, I let my son go out and play in the sun with the dog. We had Bubbles. He was so happy. He was so happy. And I am here struggling because the weight of the world is a bit heavy today. Tamir would have graduated from high school this year. Brianna wanted to be a nurse. My son is 3 years old, and I am supposed to be celebrating his birthday, and I am sitting here heavy, overwhelmed, knowing that it all has to break so we can build it again, but damn it. Part of my revolution is to allow my children to be free.
every day that I have lived in 2020, surely, has been hard. On the 19th of June, 45 will resume his campaign for the presidency in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Where white people bombed a very affluent, black, self-sufficient community in the 20s. How dare you? Today, they repealed all of the parameters for transgender stuff. I mean, really. Never have I ever felt so heavy. My birthday month. This is supposed to be the second new year. And I just want to throw up and cry. Throw up and cry. And the fact that I have to explain to people why the time is now, that I have to explain to white people who do not get it, that I have to check my people because, you know, things aren't peaceful. This shit ain't peaceful. Nothing about what is going on is peaceful. COVID kills. The police kill. We kill. I understand that we have to break it to build it, but it is starting to take a toll. Now I'm in it to win it, y'all. I'm here. I am being a revolutionary. I am being an activator. I am doing that. I am doing my part. It is what I was born to do. I was born to lead. I was born to help people become leaders. I was born to shine goodness and love on my people, on women, because I believe in us. But when I tell you, my heart is heavy. Trying to create joy, freedom, knowing someone will try and kill my child, it's a bit much. It's a bit much. I had the same feeling when I got pregnant. And when 45 got into office with my son, with my daughter, it was Sandra and it was Philando. I don't know why people keep forgetting about him. I don't know why. I don't know why they forget about Tamir. He was a little boy. He would have graduated this year. He would have graduated this year. I'm tired. It's a lot. I know what to do, and I'm doing it, but that doesn't make it not a lot. It doesn't make it not heavy. It is not necessary. And it is very necessary. I should not have to prove to people that I am worthy of living and being seen. Not one person deserves to be seen as less than human. And yet, 2 weeks ago, a man put his knee on another man's neck and choked the fucking life out of him without flinching. It's a lot. It's a lot. I know what to do. I know that I just need to cry the tears. So I'm encouraging my sisters to cry the tears and to keep on. But damn it, it's a lot. When I finish saying what I gotta say, I'm gonna go back into the house and create some more joy for my son on his birthday. Because even though he can feel something is going on with mommy, he does not deserve to see his mother cry on his birthday. All he needs is joy. That's it. Maybe a nap and a bath. That's it. All little boys and little girls. Joy. Nap. Bath. Good food. I know the times are hard out here. I need you to take extra special care of your little people. Each generation, we get better and better. We challenge what was done. We modify it and make it better. I need you to love these babies and treat them with care. I need you not to lay a hand on them unless it is in love. I need you to teach them to just trust their instincts. I need you to respect their nose. I need you to respect their bodies. I need you to cultivate their minds. That's what I'm asking for. For my birthday, for my son's birthday, that's what I'm asking for. I'm asking that you stop hitting your kids and you stop talking crazy to them. You have no idea why you even do this. You do this because of white supremacy. You don't even know. You think that you're trying to get these kids to listen, get them to be quiet, get them to do the right thing. Why do you think you're trying to do that? Because you don't want your kids to be extra seen, except for when they excel. Because God forbid they be bad, like mischievous and break something or, you know, be out of line. You don't want them to be seen. And that part comes from generations and generations of white supremacy. And I need you to get that. I need you to get that. Kids are human beings, and human beings are fallible. That is a part of life. So I need you to treat these beings
that have been the closest to God and the ancestors with special care. They will be the ones to save us if we cannot save ourselves. Do y'all understand that? I need you to love these babies and invest your time and energy into them just being them. They don't have to be the best basketball player or the best mathematician or the best artist. Just a good, firm, solid human being who are sure of themselves, who won't take no bullshit. Because what you are trying to prevent, that is not real. Black people have been dying for hundreds of years being good. Stop being good. Stop it. Stop it. Be loving and be kind to these kids. Stop holding space for this. Stop. We made a contract. And it's broken. It's always been broken. We just have cameras now. It's called cognitive dissonance. You know it's real. You choose to not believe it's real. George is nothing new. Philando is nothing new. Eric is nothing new. Tabir is nothing new. Trayvon is nothing new. Emmett is nothing new. Sandra is nothing new. Corinne, Brianna. Nothing new. So why are we playing this game? Don't play it. And I know this sounds scary. It is scary. It is scary. It's all scary. That's the thing. We're playing high stakes here. And there is no guarantee how whatever you do is going to work. But what I can say is what has been done has not worked. I am challenging you to challenge the way you think about parenting, the way you think about loving, the way you think about holding space in this place. You know what else I want for my birthday? I want you all to stop holding space for white folks. I was listening to a talk that Oprah had, Where Do We Go From Here? And first of all, the whole thing triggered me. You know, everything that was said was truth to power, but it was very triggering. I am very triggered watching black bodies die, okay? I am very triggered because guess what? I live in a black body and I manage people in black bodies. I love people in black bodies, so I'm triggered. And that's the purpose of public death. Lynchings, white people had picnics and stuff, and the bodies were left to hang. You want to know why? To trigger black people, to give them fear and anxiety, to put them back in line. That was the purpose of that. That was the purpose of that. So, I have that trauma. You have that trauma. The way this man was talking about how he was on a bike ride and this woman was in the way, and he had announced his presence, and he kept announcing it because he didn't want to crash into her, and you know, and it just reminded me how we fashion our whole lives based upon the white gaze and white experience. And we wonder why we have health problems. And I know that we think we're doing a service to ourselves, right? Because if we do the right thing and we say the right thing and if we hold our tongue, you know, there are real ramifications for not holding this space. You know, everything's precarious. If you say the wrong thing at work, you could, you know, lose your job. If you, you know, if you don't smile, I mean, it's a lot of things here, but guess what? This shit is raggedy. This is not how you're supposed to live. This shit is raggedy. Stop holding this space. White people don't know because black people don't tell them, because black people been holding space. We've been holding space because they used to be our job. When people say slick shit instead of calling them on it, instead of saying, Susie, I ain't got time for you today in this shit, we hold it. Where do you think that goes? Because we don't let it go. And if we do let it go, guess who gets the brunt of it? The people we love. Our children, our husbands, our wives, our sisters, brothers, mothers, cousins. You know why you're so frustrated with your children? Because they are fucking it up. Because Susie has been fucking it up, and it's your job to clean it up. But you cannot say, damn girl, you keep messing this shit up over here and it is messing with my progress. So, but you could tell your kids that, and that's what you tell your kids. Stop it. I'm gonna need you to start telling Susie something. And I promise you, if everybody just says the truth, they cannot keep firing all of us. Just like they can't kill all of us. Just like they can't subdue all of us. We cannot hold it anymore in our bodies. We can't hold the trauma. We can't hold the space. We can't hold the love. It doesn't all fit. We can't hold the patience and the kindness and the fear. Something gotta go. And I'm telling you, let that white shit go. Do it for me. Do it for my son. Do it for your son. Do it for your heart. Do it for your mental health. Let it go. Stop people before they get started good with this bullshit. You do not have to hold the hands of people all the time. You do not have to hold the space for white people all the time. You do need to hold the space and the time and the love for our children and our lovers and our friends. I know we have to break to build. And I am here for this work. But that doesn't mean that it's not hard and that it doesn't hurt. All right. I'm going to end with a couple words of affirmation because this was intense. Are you ready? I'm ready. You are worthy to be seen. You are beautiful. You are kind. You are soft. You are strong. You are a leader. You are a gatherer. I hold you up in my heart. I hold you in my hand. I think about you in my mind. You are the best of us. You have amazing potential. You are stepping into your power. The future is Black women. You are everything, and you are special. You are worth it. You are worth it. You are worth it. Have a good evening.